Vítajte pri počúvaní podcastu projektu Ezechiel. Modlíme sa, nech počuté slovo vo vašom srdci prežiari každú tmu a prinesie stonásobnú úrodu. Prajeme vám príjemné počúvanie.
We all know that today our church celebrates the All Saints Day.
Vieme, že dnes naša cirkev oslavuje deň všetkých svätých.
So we will speak about this blessing.
Takže budeme hovoriť o tomto požehnaní.
The blessing of holiness.
O požehnaní svätosti.
Whenever we speak about holiness,
keď hovoríme o svätosti,
we may think different things, you know.
Môžeme si myslieť rôzne veci.
Mainly we think about those who are already fixed in the calendar, you know.
Možno si budeme myslieť na tých, čo sú zafixovaní v kalendári ako svätci.
And this brings the idea that holiness is just for some selected people, you know.
A toto nás môže priniesť k myšlienke, že svätosť je len pre niektorých vybraných ľudí.
And by thinking this, we are implicitly saying this is not for me.
A keď si toto myslíme, tak si implicitne myslíme za tým, že svätosť nie je pre mňa.
This is an idea, you know, about what holiness means.
Toto je idea o tom, čo svätosť znamená.
Another idea is more close to the meaning of the word. It means separated from sin, okay?
A ďalší význam slova svätosť je oddelenosť od hriechu.
And also for some special case to be set apart for a purpose.
Alebo ďalší význam môže byť, že byť set apart,
daný,
ako tiež oddelený pre nejaký význam.
For instance, Mother Teresa of Calcutta was set apart from the Lord to become what she has become, you know,
napríklad matka Teresa bola z Calcutty, už mala konkrétne slovo od pána, čo má robiť.
But if we have to summarize this idea, what really holiness is about, you know.
Ale keby som to zhrnul, že čo, o čom je teraz svätosť.
We can say this. Holiness is what God is made of. The fabric of God, we can say.
Takže, čo je to svätosť? Svätosť je materiál, z ktorého je stvorený Boh.
For instance,
napríklad.
Human beings, they are made by blood and flesh.
Ľudské stvorenia sú stvorené z krvi a mesa.
Bones are included.
A teda.
Yeah. God, what is made God of?
Z čoho je stvorený Boh?
It is made by holiness.
Je stvorený svätosťou.
And somebody would very very suddenly tell to me, Valerio, you are not correct.
Niekto mi raz povedal, že Valerio, ty si není správne, ty to nehovoríš správne.
Because 1 John 4:8 says God is love.
Lebo prvý Jánov 48 hovorí, Boh je láska.
So,
48.
Is made of holiness or is made of love, God?
Takže, je Boh, to je otázka, je Boh stvorený z lásky alebo zo svetosti?
We need
made of, hovoríš?
Made of, yeah.
Urobený.
Yeah.
Tak.
Pozostáva.
Okay. So, what is made God of?
Z čoho pozostáva Boh?
Let us see a little bit deep into it, yeah.
Pozrime sa do toho hlbšie.
If we start, you know, like in our personal prayer, we should use the Bible.
Keď sa modlíme našu osobnú modlitbu, mali by sme používať Bibliu.
So, if we start to read in the Bible, you know.
Keď začíname čítať Biblii.
Bible doesn't explain directly what God is.
Biblia to priamo nevysvetľuje.
But it gives us some images.
Ale dáva nám obrazy.
In the way of God relates to man.
V tom, ako Boh sa správa k človeku alebo prislúcha k človeku.
Mainly related with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, you know.
Tam odkazuje na Abrahama, Izáka, Jakuba.
So we will see in the Genesis that every time the Lord did something for one of these three,
v knihe Genesis budeme vidieť, že každý raz, keď Boh urobil niečo pre týchto troch,
they were perceiving something of God, so they called the name, they called God accordingly.
Zažili niečo, podľa čoho potom Boha volali.
For instance,
napríklad,
when God provided some material goods to Abraham, so God became God my good provider.
Keď Boh dal niečo materiálne Abrahamovi, Abraham ho pomenoval štedrý Boh, ktorý mi daroval.
When God protected from enemies, he became God my fortress, my defense.
Keď Boh ochránil od nepriateľov, yeah, tak Boha nazývali, že je môjim opevneným hradom alebo opevneným pevnosťou alebo tak.
And so on.
A tak ďalej.
But when we come to the book of prophets, of the prophets,
ideme do knihy prorokov,
we see in the book of prophet Isaiah,
Izaiáš,
chapter 6 from 1 to 5,
kapitola 6 od 1 do 5.
Yeah.
1 second, budeš ti máš?
Of course, I give you even 3 seconds, not just 1.
Okay.
No, 6. It's very famous, you know, the so-called theophany of God. Eh? In the year King Uzziah died,
v roku, keď zomrel král Ozajáš,
I saw the Lord seated on a high and lofty throne.
Videl som pána sedieť na vysokom a vznešenom tróne.
With the train of his garment filling the temple.
Lem jeho rúcha naplňal chrám.
Seraphim were stationed above each of them, had six wings.
Nad ním stáli serafíni, každý mal po 6 krídel, dvoma krídlami si zakrývali tvár.
With two they veiled their faces, with two they veiled their feet, and with two they hovered aloft.
Dvoma si zakrývali nohy a dvoma lietali.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, they cried one to another.
A jeden druhému volal: Svätý, svätý, svätý je Pán zástupov, celá zem je plná jeho slávy.
All the earth is filled with his glory.
Yes.
At the sound of that cry, the frame of the door shook and the house was filled with smoke.
Prahy dverí sa chveli od hlasu volajúceho a dom sa naplnil dymom.
We can stop here, okay, in this point. So this is not just Isaiah perceiving something, rather he was seeing something directly, you know, God was showing himself.
Tu Izaiáš nie že niečo obdržal, ale videl, bolo mu priamo ukazované od Boha niečo.
What Isaiah was seeing is really, how is the presence of God?
To, čo videl Izaiáš, bola prítomnosť pána.
He saw these seraphims shouting one to another, holy, holy, holy.
Videl tých serafínov, ktorí kričali jeden na druhého, svätý, svätý, svätý.
They were declaring, what is God is made of.
Oni dokazovali, z čoho, čo je Boh.
They were assessing, declaring that God is made of holiness.
Oni deklarovali, že Boh je svätý.
And yet John says something different. He says God is love.
A potom Jan hovorí niečo iné, že Boh je láska.
And both these are in the Bible.
A obidve tieto vyjadrenia sú v Biblii.
So, there cannot be contradiction in the Bible, even though they say different things.
Tam by nemali byť rozpory, aj i keď hovoria iné veci.
But the point is this, that in heaven, God is seen as he is holy.
A toto je ten význam, že v nebi je Boh videný ako svätý tými anjelmi.
But on the earth,
ale na zemi,
this holiness comes as love.
Amen. Ale na zemi táto svetosť prichádza ako láska.
In the first comes Isaiah and then John.
Takže najprv bol Izaiáš.
In the Bible.
To bol starý zákon v Biblii, kde Izaiáš mal videnie o tých
serafinoch. So from Isaiah to John, there is a long distance.
Tam je pár rokov, dlhá vzdialenosť medzi Izaiášom a Jánom.
About 700 years. The holiness of God, by the time he arrives on the earth, he has become love.
Takže je tam tých 700 rokov, a kým tá svetosť Boha prišla z neba na zem, tak sa z nej stala láska.
This means that we can see the holiness of God only through his love.
A my dokážeme vidieť svetosť cez jeho lásku.
What does it mean?
Čo to znamená?
I make you an example.
Dávam príklad.
I prepare two examples for tonight.
Oh, máme dva.
Example príklady. Number one.
Príklad číslo 1.
Imagine a young man, not me, I'm not more young. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Okay, predstavte si mladého
muža. A young man,
on už není, ja už nie som mladý.
Who sees a very young woman.
Mladý muž, ktorý vidí mladú ženu.
Very cute and pretty.
Veľmi peknú.
Very well dressed and, how do you say?
Haircut.
Prepared.
Veľmi pekne oblečenú a
walking, walking so nicely on the road.
Kráčajúc po ulici.
No.
Veľmi pekne.
So you can imagine, this young man starts to get interest.
Tento mladý muž sa začína zaujímať.
He starts to guess who is she.
Začína hádať, kto je ona.
What's her name is.
Aké je meno.
What does she like or dislike.
Rada, čo nemá rada.
Already think how to get in touch.
Už rozmýšľa, ako by sa s ňou dal do kontaktu.
How can he provide a nice gift to her?
Ako by jej mohol dať nejaký pekný darček?
Now let's change the example, you know.
A teraz vymeníme ten príklad.
The same young man.
Ten istý mladý muž.
Sees another woman.
Vidí inú ženu.
Old.
Starú, staršiu.
Sick.
Chorú.
Poorly dressed.
You know. Zle oblečenú.
Would he feel the same interest in her? What do you think?
Myslíte si, že by mal ten istý záujem o ňu?
Would he feel the desire to know her name, what she likes?
Že či by mal tú istú túžbu? She will be invisible for him.
Oh, she will be invisible, eh?
Bude neviditeľná.
Now, where is the problem?
Kde je problém?
The problem is that every human being, all human being,
každé ľudské stvorenie,
we are not holy in ourselves.
Nie sme svätí v sami sebe.
Why?
Prečo?
Because we have many needs.
Lebo máme ľudské potreby.
Needs that we really need.
Potreby, ktoré skutočne potrebujeme.
And we are not self-sufficient.
A neni sme nedostačujeme si sami.
Whether we like it or not, we depend one from another.
I keď to nemusíme mať radi, tak závisíme jeden od druhého.
We may not like each other, but we at certain point we depend one to another.
Nemusíme sa mať radi, ale no. Od nejakého bodu závisíme jeden od druhého.
Because God made us like this, limited.
Lebo Boh nás spravil takýmito limitovanými.
And sin made us even much weaker. And sin, first of all, God made us limited as
yes,
being.
Yeah.
And then sin made even worse, made us even worse, much weaker.
Sin.
Okay.
A ten hriech nás spravil ešte menšími, ešte limitovanejšími.
That's why for us, you know, We don't follow the need of the other, because among the two girls, surely the old one was more in need. We follow our need.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Takže summary, že my tým, že máme tú potrebu po tej mladej žene, nasledujeme svoje potreby a nie potreby jedné druhého, lebo nepotrebí tej starej ženy, ktorá by potrebovala nejakým spôsobom kontakt.
Yeah, with God the story is completely different.
S Bohom je tento príbeh úplne iný.
God doesn't need us.
Boh nás nepotrebuje.
He is already holy.
On už je svätý.
And no one is holy like him.
A nikto nie je svätý ako
he on. He already exists.
On už existuje.
We cannot make him bigger or smaller.
Nemôžeme ho spraviť väčším alebo menším.
What he does for us is just out of love.
A to, čo pre nás urobil, je len z lásky.
He comes to us because we need him, not because he needs us.
On prišiel k nám nie preto, že on nás potrebuje, ale že my ho potrebujeme.
He helps us because we need his help, not because he needs we to pay him back.
On nám pomáha preto, lebo my potrebujeme jeho pomoc, nie preto, aby my sme tú jeho pomoc mu nejakým spôsobom splatili.
Am I clear on this point?
Rozumieme si?
Holiness, true holiness only belongs to God.
Takže svetosť, tá pravá svetosť prislúcha len Bohu.
Because only God does not need anything from anybody.
Lebo iba Boh okay. Nepotrebuje nič od nikoho.
But because he is holy.
Ale pretože je svätý.
He comes to us because of our needs.
Prišiel k nám kvôli našim potrebám.
With his love.
S jeho láskou.
And his love is perfect.
A jeho láska je perfektná.
Because whenever he helps us is for our good.
Lebo vždy, keď nám pomáha, tak je to pre naše dobro.
Actually, he helps us so much that we very often, we generally, the human being, we don't understand his doing.
On nám tak veľa pomáha, že niekedy ani nerozumieme jeho konanie.
For instance,
napríklad,
when we go to Leviticus 19:2, Leviticus, J.S.L.E., the third book of the Bible, Leviticus 19:2, God says to Moses, he says, speak to the whole Israelite community and tell them.
Takže Boh hovorí Mojžišovi, povedz celej izraelskej komunite.
Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.
Buďte svätí, pretože ja, váš Boh, som svätý.
And I don't know how these words sounds to you.
A neviem, ako toto tieto slova znejú vám.
But I can tell you how do they sound to me.
Ale môžem vám povedať, ako zneli mne.
Before today, you know, they didn't sound good to me much, you know.
Pred dneškom mi nejak nezneli.
Because we already know the Ten Commandments, you know.
Lebo poznáme 10 prikázaní.
Don't kill, don't steal, don't this and don't that, you know.
Nezabíjať, nekradnúť, nerobiť hento toto.
Sometimes they are easy, sometimes they are not easy.
Niekedy sú jednoduché, niekedy nie sú jednoduché.
But now on this point the Lord is telling us, he commands us to become holy because he is holy.
Ale v tomto bode nám Boh hovorí, že máme sa stať svätými, pretože on je svätý.
So even though I knew that God is good, I was thinking now he's demanding too much of me, you know.
To myslel som si, že Boh je dobrý, ale teraz odo mňa vyžaduje viac.
Actually, we need to understand better how God acts.
Ale vlastne potrebujeme rozumieť lepšie, ako Boh koná.
He is inviting us to become like him.
On nás pozýva, aby sme boli ako on.
Because he wants us to be with him.
Pretože on chce, aby sme boli s ním.
Even though he doesn't need us.
Hoci nás nepotrebuje.
But we need him.
Ale my ho potrebujeme.
And he is very much willing to satisfy our real need.
A on skutočne chce uspokojiť naše skutočné potreby.
That's why he's inviting us to become holy.
Preto nás pozýva, aby sme boli svätí.
But now, how can we become holy?
Ale ako môžeme byť svätí?
We by ourselves we cannot.
Našim spôsobom nedokážeme.
But God sent his son Jesus.
Ale Boh poslal svojho syna Ježiša.
And he is the way for us to holiness.
A on je cesta k svetosti.
Through our relationship with him,
k našemu vzťahu s ním,
we start our journey, our walk on the path of holiness.
Začíname cestu k svetosti.
And let us read 1 Corinthians chapter 1 from 1 to 3. 1 Corinthians 1 from 1 to 3. 1, 1, 1, 3.
1, 1, 1, 3. Pavol z Božej vôle, povolaný za apoštola Krista Ježiša a brat Sostenes Božej cirkvi v Korinte, posveteným v Kristovi Ježišovi, povolaným svätým aj všetkým, čo vzývajú meno nášho Pána Ježiša Krista, na každom mieste u nich aj u nás. Milosť vám a pokoj od Boha, nášho Otca i od Pána Ježiša Krista.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, surely we already heard this word, but we need to listen to the small but crucial details on this word.
Určite už poznáme toto slovo, ale teraz musíme počúvať a zamerať sa na detaily.
Paul has just started his famous first letter to the Corinthians.
Pavol začal písať prvý list Korinťanom.
And already in the greetings he is making very important statements.
A hneď v tomto pozdravení dáva veľmi dôležité stanovisko.
On the verse 2 he says, to you who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus.
Božej cirkvi posvetený v Kristovi Ježišovi, povolaný svätým.
He doesn't say to you who one day, if you will behave, you will become saint. No. It says to you who have been understated already sanctified in Christ.
Trošku je iný preklad, because we have a different translation.
Different translation, what does it say?
This is Catholic Bible.
It's a communist Bible.
Yes, obviously. It's saying to the church in Corinth, to the Holy Church in Corinth.
Yeah,
Or God's church, Božej cirkvi v Korinte. And you were saying,
yeah, he said, to the church of God that is in Corinth, and then he keeps, to you
who have
been sanctified in Christ Jesus.
Okay, to you is missing in our translation.
My goodness, they have cut down the word of God. Okay, so let's follow my translation.
Okay, takže bavili sme sa o tom, že tam chýba to, že tebe, hej, lebo my tu v tejto Biblii.
I say, and he repeats literally, okay?
Okay.
To the church of God that is in Corinth.
Božej cirkvi v Korinte.
It means the community, not the building. There were not building in that time, okay? The community of people.
Takže hovoril komunite ľudí.
To you who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus.
Tebe, ktorý si posvetený v Kristovi Ježišovi.
Called to be holy.
Povolaný byť svätým.
With all those everywhere who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Aj všetkým, čo vzývajú meno nášho Pána Ježiša Krista.
So it says two important things. One, you have been already sanctified.
Takže prvá vec, že už si bol posvetený.
And second one, you are called to holiness.
A druhá vec, že si volaný k svetosti.
Along with all those everywhere who will follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
So všetkými ostatnými, ktorí budú nasledovať Ježiša Krista.
Even the Chinese, if they follow Jesus Christ, they are called to be holy.
Yes. Aj Čínania, keď budú nasledovať Ježiša Krista, tak sú volaní byť svätými.
So, the novelty here, novelty for us now, because we are 2000 years behind, you know, is this. Holiness is not for when one day if we died in the grace of God you will be holy. No.
Okay, takže tá novinka pre nás, keď sme 2000 rokov potom, svetosť neznamená to, že keď raz zomrieme, staneme sa svätými.
Holiness starts in us when we give our life to Jesus and in exchange we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Svetosť začína vtedy, keď sme dali náš život Ježišovi Kristovi a dostali sme dar Ducha
Svätého. So, when we are newborn people.
Keď sme sa znovu narodili ako kresťania.
And since we are here, I invite you in your personal prayer, when you read the letter of Paul, pay attention to all the introductions in the different letters.
Pozbudzujem vás v osobnej modlitbe, keď sa budete modliť z Pavlových listov, aby ste dávali pozor na úvod.
You will see that every time he repeats this idea.
A uvidíte, že každýkrát opakuje túto ideu.
Like a hammer who hammer the nail, you know, tong,
ako kladivo, ktoré pribíja klince.
You are already holy.
Už ste svätí.
You are called to be holy.
Ste volaní k svetlosti.
In Christ.
V Kristovi.
Because without Christ no one can be holy.
Pretože bez Krista nemôže byť nikto svätý.
Christ is the sure way for each person to become holy.
Kristus je istá cesta pre každú osobu, aby sa stala svätým.
Also we can read the apostle Peter, for those who don't believe Paul, they have Peter.
Pre tých, teraz budeme čítať Petrov list.
First Peter.
Pre tých, ktorí neveria Pavlovi, tak si prečítame Petra.
Peter, First Peter, takže chapter 2, verses 9-10. Peter is writing to his community, okay? It says, I read and then you eventually repeat because we are not sure of the translation, okay? It says, but you are a chosen race. 2:9-10. First Peter 2:9-10.
I'm lost. One second.
First Peter 2, chapter 2:9-10.
1 Petrov.
Yeah, First Peter
2.
Second chapter from 9 to 10. But you are a chosen race.
Ale vy ste vyvolený rod.
A royal priesthood.
Kráľovstvo, kňazstvo.
A holy nation.
Svätý národ.
A people of his own.
Ľud určený na vlastníctvo.
So that you may announce the praises of him.
Aby ste zvestovali slávne skutky toho.
Who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
Ktorý vás z tmy povolal do svojho obdivhodného svetla.
Once you were no people. Once you were no people.
Kedy si ste ani ľudom neboli.
But now you are God's people.
Ale teraz ste Boží ľud.
You had not received mercy in the past.
Vy, čo ste nedosiahli milosrdenstvo.
But now you have received mercy.
Teraz ste milosrdenstvo dosiahli.
Now, consider this. Paul and Peter, they were Jews.
Teraz sa zamyslíme na týmto. Peter a Pavol boli Židia.
Jews, they have a very strong religion.
Židia majú veľmi prísne náboženstvo.
And very strong traditions.
A veľmi striktné tradície.
Not everyone was priest, only the descendants of Aaron.
Nie každý bol kňazom, len nasledovníci Aarona.
In Hebrew times you were born priest if your father was a priest. Otherwise no way. There was no seminary in the diocese of Prešov.
Len potomci kňazov mohli byť.
For the Hebrew, kniazy. No. You are born priest or you are not priest.
Buď si sa narodil ako kňaz.
But now kniaz. Peter says you are royal priesthood.
Ale teraz Peter hovorí, že ste, ako to hovoril,
kráľovskými
kňazi.
A chosen race.
Vybraný.
Holy nations. He is not speaking just to the Jews, he's speaking to the pagans. As a matter of fact, he says, in the past you had no mercy, now you have found mercy. He speaks to the pagan who converted into Christianity.
Should I read it again? Or?
No, just repeat the idea.
Okay. Takže zopakoval Valerio to, čo bolo tam písané, že môžem to prečítať znova, lebo ma domotal. Ale vy ste vyvolený rod, kráľovské kňazstvo, svätý národ, ľud určený na vlastníctvo, aby ste zvestovali slávne skutky toho, ktorý vás tmy povolal do svojho obdivodného svetla.
For an Hebrew to say these things to somebody who formerly was a pagan, it takes a very strong faith, you know. Absolutely.
Pre Žida prehlásiť toto pagan,
strong faith.
Neobrezaný pohanoch, tak to vyžadovalo silnú vieru.
Yeah, it means what Paul, what Peter are saying us, these are sure things. They are not illusion.
Tieto veci, čo nám hovorí Peter, sú isté veci, nie ilúzie.
And they are not speaking only to perfect people, you know. I'm saint. Not, okay.
A nehovoril nejakým perfektným ľuďom.
When we read the letter of Paul and Peter, we can see there were strife into the community, divisions.
Keď si čítame tie listy, tak tam bolo rozdelenie, nejaké spory v komunitách.
They were very similar to the charismatic renewal in Italy, you know, at least that I knew in the past.
Boli veľmi podobní charizmatické obnove v Taliansku, ktorú som poznal.
And yet they were speaking, you are holy.
Ale hovorili, že ste svätí.
You have been made holy.
Že ste boli stvorení svätými.
You are called to be holy.
Ste volaní byť svätými.
Why?
Prečo?
Not because you are perfect.
Nie preto, že ste perfektní.
But because you are followed Jesus.
Ale preto, že nasledujete
Ježiša. You have given your life to Jesus.
Že ste dali život Ježišovi.
You have been sealed by the seal of the Holy Spirit. Sealed, stamped.
Označený. Znakom Ducha Svätého.
So, this is something that we need to appropriate for us.
Toto musíme adaptovať pre seba.
This idea. Holiness is not for tomorrow.
Svetosť nie je pre zajtrajšok.
It's not just for few.
Není to len pre pár.
It's not just for the elected.
Není to pre zvolených.
Everybody is elected by God.
Každý je zvolený Bohom.
Because God makes no preference to anybody.
Lebo Boh nerobí nejaké preferencie.
He loves everybody with the same love, which is the utmost love.
On miluje každého svojou láskou, ktorá je nekonečná láska.
What changes is our capacity of receiving this love.
A čo to môže zmeniť, je naša kapacita príjmať túto lásku.
And now I make the second example.
A teraz spravím druhý príklad.
I made a very simple and clear example so that everyone can understand despite the barrier language.
OK, takže urobím krátky príklad, aby každý porozumel.
Imagine two married couples.
Two married couples. A, takže predstavme si dve zosobášené osoby.
Couples number one.
Dva manželské páry zosobášené, áno.
Married couple number one and married couple number two.
Rozumieme.
OK.
Áno.
In the married couple number one, the husband cheats on the wife.
Takže manžel v prvej manželskej zosobášenej dvojici odvádza svoju ženu. Yeah,
in the married couple two, the husband doesn't cheat the wife.
V druhom manželskom páre muž nepodvádza svoju ženu.
Which husband most likely will love his wife most?
Ktorý muž bude milovať svoju ženu viac?
One or two?
Prvý alebo druhý?
Do we agree?
Zhodujeme sa, že druhý?
Are you following me? Am I too complicated?
No.
It's clear. It's clear. Okay. Now, let's see the other part of the couple.
A teraz si pozrime druhé časti dvojice.
Wife one, she's cheated on, and the wife two, she's not cheated.
Takže manželka číslo 1 je podvádzaná, manželka číslo 2 nie je podvádzaná.
Which one of the two most likely will receive more love?
Ktorá z týchto dvoch dostane viacej lásky?
Prvý or druhý?
Prvá alebo druhá?
Alebo druhá. Druhá.
Druhá.
Okay. Now, which of these two is in a better position to respond to this love? The prvý alebo druhý? Druhá.
Takže ktorá je v pozícii dostať viac lásky? Tá prvá alebo druhá?
Druhá again, okay. She received more love, so she has a better condition to respond to this love. Okay.
Áno,
so,
takže tá druhá, ktorá dostáva viacej lásky, môže viacej aj dávať.
No, I don't want to become like the nuncius in Bratislava 2 days ago. You know, that he just goes with his thinking and nobody else.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Okay, so you can see there is a feedback between holiness and love.
Teraz vidíte, že tam je feedback medzi svetosťou a láskou.
Holiness produces genuine love.
Svetosť produkuje lásku.
And genuine love brings us close to the holiness.
A láska nás privádza bližšie k svetosti.
This is something that the world doesn't tell us.
Toto je niečo, čo nás svet nepovie.
The love of this world is moved by interest, by need, by pleasure, láska but not by holiness.
Láska tohto sveta je, sa hýbe nejakými potrebami, tlakom a nie svetosťou.
That's why it is a very short time love.
Takže preto to je krátkodobá láska.
Many married couple, but also many divorced.
Veľa zosobášených, ale aj veľa rozvedených.
Why?
Prečo?
Not because they are bad, but because they are moving from the wrong position, the position of their need.
Problém je ten, že sa, že sa nehybu zo srdca, ale z pohľadu svojich potrieb.
I love you because I need what you can give to me.
Milujem ťa, pretože potrebujem to, čo mi môžeš dať.
And this is natural.
Toto je ľudské.
But it is not according to the plan of God.
Ale nie je to podľa plánu.
The plan of God is that we must become holy.
Boží plán je ten, že máme sa stať svätými.
So that we will be able to receive more love from God.
Aby sme boli schopní dostať viac lásky od Boha.
And this love will produce more genuine, this holiness will produce more genuine love for God and for the others.
A toto bude generovať viacej lásky pre Boha a pre ostatných.
Amen.
Amen.
So, this is our challenge.
Toto je výzva pre nás.
To change our mind.
Zmeniť naše myslenie.
To see things so as God sees things.
Vidieť veci tak, ako ich vidí.
True love comes out of holiness.
Skutočná láska vychádza zo svetosti.
That's why people of faith, they are able to produce strong marriages.
Preto ľudia viery sú schopní produkovať silné manželstva.
They are able to bear more patience with the kids.
Sú schopní mať viac trpezlivosti.
So the kids grow more balanced, more safe, aware, and conscious, and safe.
Takže deti môžu vyrastať v rovnováhe a majú všetké potrebné veci.
Amen. Amen. So this is the blessing that today the Lord wants us to become aware.
Amen. Takže toto bolo to požehnanie, o ktorom sme sa mali dnes dozvedieť.
We receive the gods of love because God is holy.
Takže dostávame Božiu lásku, pretože Boh je svätý.
And this means that his love for us is simply perfect.
A to znamená, že táto láska je dokonalá.
Even though there are some side effects that may surprise us, nevertheless, his love is perfect for us.
Amen. Môžu tam byť nejaké side bočné efekty, čo nás môžu prekvapiť, ale v každom prípade Božia láska je dokonalá.
Amen.
Amen.
So, concluding,
zhrnutie.
Surely the Feast of All Saints is a celebration for those who have entered heaven ahead of us.
Sviatok všetkých svätých je oslava tých, ktorí vstúpili do neba pred nami.
But it is also a celebration for each one of us.
Ale je to oslava aj každého z nás.
For today, not for the future.
Dnes, nie pre budúcnosť.
We are today a holy nation.
Už teraz sme svätý národ.
Today we are already a royal priesthood.
Teraz sme kráľovské kňazstvo.
We are already people set apart for God already.
Sme tí, ktorí boli vyčlenení pre Boha už teraz.
And this is for us an invitation to receive more of his holiness.
A toto je pre nás pozvanka, aby sme dostali viac z jeho svätosti.
So that we will become more close to Jesus.
Aby sme boli bližšie k Ježišovi.
And more close to our brothers.
A bližšie k našim bratom.
And holiness produces love in every direction.
A svetosť produkuje lásku v každom smere.
In the family,
v rodine,
in the work,
v práci,
in the friends,
v priateľstvách,
in the neighborhood,
v susedstvách,
in the society, in the politics, in the business,
biznise,
wherever you are,
hoci kde ste.
Your holiness, the holiness that God is setting in you, will make you a tool of love in those present moment and areas. Amen?
Amen. Takže svetosť, ktorú do vás vložil Pán, vás praví nástrojom lásky všade tam, kde ste.
So don't do like me that for many, many years I saw holiness as a heavy burden. You know?
Ok, takže neberte to tak ako ja kedysi, že som to bral ako ťažké bremeno.
Holiness is a gift.
Svetosť je dar.
Is a blessing of the Lord.
Je to požehnanie od Pána.
And his aim is to become perfect lovers.
A jeho plán je, aby sme sa stali dokonalí milovníci.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.